Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 27th. Tesla's electric ATV is still receiving a little bit of attention behind the scenes. When Tesla unveiled the Cybertruck in 2019, Elon Musk said he had a one more thing moment on stage, but we haven't heard anything about that one more moment until now. Tesla has applied for a trademark with the CyberQuad. The application is used to the CyberQuad branding on apparel, as Tesla already applied for the vehicle trademark back in 2019. This is Tesla's first public move regarding the CyberQuad in years, and it's doubtful that they would sell merchandise for a product that they don't intend to sell. Then again, Tesla has sold some interesting merchandise, such as short shorts, tequila, and a shirt with a broken car window. The original prototype unveiled with the Cybertruck event was a Yamaha Raptor ATV converted to electric with a zero motorcycle powertrain. Since the Cybertruck is delayed until 2022, they've got a little more time to make it awesome. Tesla has made available their full self-driving beta access download. However, some caveats have been inserted at the last minute. In April, Tesla promised that users could opt into full self-driving beta, and instead the prompt reads, quote, "Beta button will request permission to access driving behavior using Tesla's insurance calculator. If driving behavior is good for 7 days, beta access will be granted." So at this stage, the full self-driving beta is kind of delayed for one more week. Tesla calls their system for determining good drivers as a safety score. Tesla posted an FAQ on their site, but it basically boils down to a few factors. Forward collisions per 1,000 miles, hard braking, aggressive turning, unsafe following, and forced autopilot disengagement. These seem like reasonable requests, however, the score system is far from perfect. In the example of Electrek's editorial director, Seth Weintraub, he experienced a dramatic drop in his score when coming home past a large rock. The system believed that it was a car. Another ding on the score for driving over autumn leaves. Another ding for a lane closure on construction areas. To compensate and to increase his score, he drives on the freeway at a very low speed, which upsets everyone around him, except for another Tesla driver that he spotted doing the same thing. We'll keep you informed as to if or when these overtly slow Teslas cause accidents trying to improve their so-called safety rating. In a new report revealing Tesla's non-disclosure agreement with full self-driving beta testers, we learn that the automaker is quite cautious about their reputation. Vice Media's Motherboard brand reportedly obtained the non-disclosure agreement that Tesla makes members sign when accessing the program. They write, quote, "This non-disclosure agreement, the language of which Motherboard confirmed with multiple beta testers, specifically prohibits early access program members from speaking to the media or giving test rides to the media." It also says, quote, "Do remember that there are a lot of people that want Tesla to fail. Don't let them mischaracterize your feedback and media posts." It also encourages early access program members to share on social media responsibly and selectively, considering sharing fewer videos and only the ones that you think are interesting or worthy of being shared. Now, it's only natural that as Tesla pushes these capabilities further and further, that they will lose control of who and what is said about it. Kind of like your kid's first day of school. So proud and so scared. In a new email to employees, Elon Musk says that there will be more intense deliveries than ever coming this week. Tesla has been known to have intense end-of-quarter pushes for deliveries due to their distribution system. Tesla sells cars directly and as a result has a backlog of orders to catch up on. This causes delivery waves when vehicles show up en masse from the factory and the wave gets distributed to end users. Earlier this month, we reported on Musk telling employees in a company-wide email, actually it was a telephone call, "This is the craziest month of deliveries Tesla will ever have." But now, it's coming down to this last week. A fair amount of extra vehicles have now received missing parts and the awaiting delivery with the wave. The push for efficiency from the employees will be a critical part of the success for the quarter. Tesla has broken records for some time, quarter after quarter, and Musk has expressed his concern, saying that he hopes for decent numbers for the quarter. Polestar, the electric wing of Volvo, is going public. Polestar announced a reverse merger with Gores Guggenheim to become a public company. The deal values Polestar at $20 billion. Gores Guggenheim has $800 million in cash to contribute to the deal, and at the same time, they're putting together a $250 million pipe financing deal worth over $1 billion in liquidity. The automaker already delivered 10,000 electric vehicles last year and has significant operations in several markets. However, their financial situation is quite unknown. The automaker plans to expand their lineup with new electric SUV next year and two additional models in 2024. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Democratic senators are lobbying for legislation to boost domestic solar production and reduce U.S. dependency on China. The Solar Energy Manufacturing for America Act would provide tax credits for U.S. manufacturers at every stage of the solar manufacturing supply chain, from production of polysilicon to solar cells to fully assembled modules. A 10.5-gigawatt solar and wind farm will be built in Morocco's region of, forgive me for the pronunciation, Guelmim Oud Noun. It will supply energy to the United Kingdom. The X-Lynx Morocco-UK Power Project, as it's called, will cover an area of around 579 square miles in Morocco and will be connected exclusively to the UK with 2,361 miles of subsea cables. It's like resource colonization, but this time for green energy. Paying $21.9 billion, it will result in 7 gigawatts of solar, 3.5 gigawatts of wind, and on-site battery storage of 20 gigawatt hours. Once complete, the project will be capable of supplying 8% of Britain's electricity needs. The project is expected to create nearly 10,000 jobs in Morocco, 2,000 of those permanent. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.